very grateful for the opportunity to be here on the occasion of this seminal workshop, and to extend very warm greetings to our visiting guests on behalf of the government and people of the Virgin Islands. I do hope that you'll find time over the next few days to savor the hospitality of our people, not only here on Tortola, because we are made up of many islands, but throughout the Virgin Islands, and we always like to say from Anagata to Jocelyn Dyke. But in the middle, you have some very interesting islands, keys, and snorkeling. So we boast some of the best sailing waters, so you can do that. Be safe, though. It is rather encouraging to see so many persons from various local, regional, and international organizations gathered in this room as we embark on this journey to learn from each other and to chart a new course of seamless collaboration for the benefit of the people that each of us serve. As the Minister for Health and Social Development, I welcome this occasion to share lessons and from our recent humanitarian responses. And I would especially like to thank the technical experts responsible for organizing this event. I speculate that delegates from abroad will experience the Virgin Islands from two different perspectives, for persons visiting for the first time and for those who are returning after a very long time. I would like to say that you may immediately notice the glaring damages to our infrastructure, or landscape, or harbors caused by the severe storms of 2017. On the other hand, those of you that were on the ground in the immediate aftermath of Hurricanes Irma and Maria, you may observe a territory that was resolute in emerging stronger from the rubbles of widespread devastation and seeming despair. Whatever your perspective, we can all agree that the greatest hope for a small territories when confronting challenges of such an overwhelming magnitude is to empower our people to rebuild their lives and country with dignity. Dignity, empowerment, choice, accountability. These words often ring out in the debates and discussions surrounding appropriateness and effectiveness of humanitarian responses to emergencies and disasters. As a long-standing member, and might I say a four-time president of the Lions Club of Tortola, I have been actively involved in many humanitarian programs and other relief services benefiting the less fortunate. I can well imagine the logistical complexity of attempting to determine and satisfy the diverse requirements of large numbers of disaster-affected households, while ensuring that the most vulnerable are able to meet their basic needs. Fortunately, cash-based humanitarian assistance has been proven effective internationally, and the 2017 storms provided the impetus for several territories to make use of this to provide direct assistance to our people when they need it the most. For this, we owe a debt of gratitude to the Red Cross, to the UK government, to the Catholic Relief Services, to the Caritas Antilles, Adventist Disaster Relief Agency, ADRA, and the Social Development Department. Building on solid partnerships, the watchword here in the Virgin Islands was collaboration. As these various organizations combine their resources to the effective delivery of grants through a joint cash platform, we discovered that under the right circumstances, cash offers the opportunity to cut through and make a meaningful difference to people's lives in a much quicker and more empowering way than before. And so, I charge all of us to keep these themes of partnership and collaboration at the forefront as we build on these experiences to strengthen the nexus between humanitarianism, disaster risk management, and social protection. Resources are limited which therefore means that we must pursue action in an integrated and coherent way, as this is the strongest approach to achieving our objectives. Working together, we can find creative ways to combine our resources and expertise across various sectors in country, among overseas territories, throughout the Caribbean region, and with the support of the United Kingdom government and international development partners. The government of the Virgin Islands will continue to undertake various capacity building activities to ensure that the territory can apply the lessons of 2017 to create a shock-responsive social protection system through such initiatives as a social protection policy framework, poverty and vulnerability mapping, and investment towards a social protection information system. These ideas will, no doubt, be further fleshed out over the course of the next 3 days, and I look forward to the outcomes, as I now have the pleasure of declaring this workshop officially open. I pray that our deliberations will be productive and worthwhile. Well, I have no doubt about that. So I'd like to, again, thank you very much for your attendance. Thank you very much for your participation in the next 3 days, and we look forward to the outcome as we conclude this 3 days of insightful workshop experience. Thank you very much.